Just walking down the street where I normally record these things because I have nothing else to do whilst I'm doing it, to pick up Sam from the station, and I've had to leave behind the football. Now, it's the business end of the season, and unfortunately for me, the two teams I'm following the best, following the most, both at the wrong end of the table. Now, playing right now, Yeovil, who I support through Sam, basically, they're away at Peterborough. They're winning at the moment. They're winning despite being the second best team, by all accounts, through a very dodgy penalty. But you got to take the smooth with the rough, haven't you? And if all the scores in that division stayed the same as they are now, they would be guaranteed to stay up. God, how I wish that was true of my first team, Blackburn. They're playing Man City, that's right. Big spending, top quality Manchester City. Tonight, I can't watch the game because unfortunately I'm on a really early shift tomorrow, so I have to be up. Basically, my alarm clock will go off when the time is still 2 at the start of the hour. And I can't stay up till 10 and get up at 2 something in the morning. And then be able to concentrate all morning at work. So I'm going to have to give a very rare foray on live television for Blackburn and miss, which is a shame. But my God, do we need a result tonight? My God, are we not going to get one? You're not going to. It's Man City, of all people. And it's Blackburn of all. I mean, I've seen a few matches of Blackburn's this year there in the flesh in the stadium. It wasn't pretty, wasn't nice, didn't look good from Blackburn's point of view. And I've seen even more on match of the day, and well, they look worse, quite frankly. We have four games left. We have probably one of the harder run-ins because Man United are involved as well. In our last four, we're 2 points outside of the relegation zone, and I can see us going down. That won't be nice. I don't want to comprehend it. It will probably go to the last day of the season, which is in the middle of May. I think it's the 22nd of May or something like that, and I'm going to have to go. So you may well see me crying on match of the day. No, I wouldn't cry. I'd just be quite disgruntled. But it's only a game, isn't it? Don't like it. I don't like facing up to it. It's weird that at Christmas, Yeovil Town were bottom of the league and Blackburn were 7th in the Premiership or something like that, or 8th. And the fact that Blackburn... they're not nailed on for relegation. There is 4 teams below them. In the table, and 3 of them have to three out of 5 teams have to go down. And Blackburn are the highest placed at the moment, so it's not a foregone conclusion by any means that they'll go down. But it's weird to think that they're more likely to get relegated than Yeovil, given their relative positions at the halfway stage of the season. I never thought ever think we're safe until we're safe. Because Blackburn are Blackburn, and they have this amazing ability to grasp defeat from the jaws of victory. And it all went wrong when they appointed the new unknown manager, really, didn't it? And basically left crossing our fingers and hoping and praying that it all works out. And we'll see. It's going to be an interesting last 4 games, I think. See what transpires, and will Yeovil stay up? They could be guaranteed mathematical guaranteed safety by the this time next hour, and I've got to go and see their last game as well. But hopefully, fingers crossed, that will be a more relaxed, laid-back affair than we anticipated. So anyway, in my remaining few seconds. Football's crap, I hate it, and I hope all the teams that want to stay up do. Thank you. Bye.